Coming up next on Passion Struck, wellness isn't a reward for getting everything right. It's not the end result of a perfect routine or a clean streak of habits. Wellness is a reflection of how deeply you're aligned with your values, your choices, your life, and you don't need to crash to begin healing. In fact, the most powerful transformations don't start from rock bottom. They start when life is almost okay, because that's when you still have the power to choose, to shift, to reclaim. This August on Passion Struck, we're launching a new series that's deeply personal, deeply needed, and long overdue. Reclaiming Wellness. It's time to learn how to heal from the inside out. And it all begins right here in episode 645. Welcome to Passion Struck. Hi, I'm your host, John R. Miles. And on the show, we decipher the secrets, tips, and guidance of the world's most inspiring people and turn their wisdom into practical advice for you and those around you. Our mission is to help you unlock the power of intentionality so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you're new to the show, I offer advice and answer listener questions on Fridays. We have long-form interviews the rest of the week with guests ranging from astronauts to authors, CEOs, creators, innovators, scientists, military leaders, visionaries, and athletes. Now, let's go out there and become Passion Struck. Welcome to Passion Struck, episode 645, the podcast that ignites change from the inside out so that you can live with greater intention, meaning, and purpose. I'm your host, John Miles, and let me start with a powerful metaphor. Think of your life like a house. You can repaint the walls, rearrange the furniture, buy the most stylish new decor. But if the foundation is cracked, no amount of surface upgrades will make it feel stable or safe. That's exactly what I want to talk about today, because for so many of us, wellness has become a renovation project. We keep adding routines, stacking habits, layering on rituals. But underneath it all, we still don't feel well. What if your body isn't broken, just unheard? What if the anxiety, the burnout, the fatigue aren't signs of personal failure, but signs that something deeper has fallen out of alignment? Over the past few weeks, we've explored Human Potential in our Power to Do More series, where we dug into performance, mindset, and high achievement. I spoke to astronauts like Susan Kilrain, thinkers like Oliver Berkman, leaders like Dr. Bob Rosen, and creators like Kayla Shaheen, whose transformation has inspired millions. Each one challenged how we define capability. But one story stuck with me. It came from our last episode with Brian Keene. You see, Brian started his career as a teacher. On paper, everything looked right. Stable job, good benefits, a clear path forward. But 30 minutes into his very first class, he felt it in his bones. I'm not supposed to be here. The inner dissonance became the crack in his foundation. And instead of ignoring it, he listened. He left the classroom. He rebuilt his life around health, meaning, and service. Becoming an ultra-endurance athlete and best-selling author, Brian's journey didn't start off with a plan. It started with a moment of truth. Not because something was wrong with him, but because he stopped overriding what he already knew. That's what this month's series is all about. Because we live in a world where wellness has become a lifestyle brand. So many people doing all the right things still feel depleted, disconnected, dysregulated. Why? Because we're optimizing without integrating. Because wellness has become another performance. And performance doesn't equal peace. I hear it all the time. I'm doing everything right, but I still don't feel right. That quiet misalignment, that's the signal that we've been taught to ignore. So this month, we're throwing out the checklist. We're letting go of the illusion that one more hack will make us feel whole. Instead, we're doing something far more radical. We're reclaiming wellness from the inside out. This is not a 30-day plan. It's not about habits or hacks. It's a deeper shift. It's a personal revolution, a chance to come home to yourself, biologically, emotionally, spiritually. If you've ever been feeling just a little bit off, if you're tired of fixing symptoms and ready to heal at the source, if you're craving clarity, energy, purpose, and peace, then this series is for you. And if you want to go deeper with what we cover every single week, you can find a free companion guide at theignitedlife.net, filled with journaling prompts, weekly recaps, and tools to help you integrate what we explore on the show into your life so that you can live what you listen. So today we begin, not with a fix, but with a question. Why are so many of us doing everything right and still not feeling well? Thank you for choosing Passionstruck and choosing me to be your host and guide on your journey to creating an intentional life. Now, let that journey begin. Here's an uncomfortable truth. You can hit 10,000 steps, track your macros, drink your greens, and meditate every morning, and still feel off, tired, irritable, unmotivated, disconnected from yourself. And when that happens, most people think, I must be doing something wrong. So they end up doubling down, more supplements, more journaling, more health hacks. But the problem is not trying hard enough. The problem is that wellness, real wellness, doesn't work like that. This is what I call the wellness gap. It's the space between what your life looks like on the outside and how you feel on the inside, where your routines look healthy, but your inner world feels anything but. You see, we've been taught to optimize without integrating, to perform wellness without actually living well. We chase metrics and checklists. We treat symptoms and ignore signals. We ask, what else can I add? When the real question is, where did I stop listening to myself? Here's what the gap feels like. You're productive, but restless. You look calm, but you feel tense. You're achieving goals, but losing connection. This isn't about failure. It's about misalignment. We're not broken. We're just living out of sync with our bodies, our emotions, our values, our spirit. And you can't fix that with a new app or another morning routine. You fix it by coming back to the source, back to your biology, back to your feelings, back to what makes life meaningful for you, back to who you actually are beneath the performance. That's where this journey begins. Because if you've been feeling almost okay, that's not a reason to wait. That is your window to act. While change is still a choice and not a crisis. So let's shift the lens. Let's look at wellness in a way that's rooted, not performative, connected, not just curated. Let's truly reimagine what it means to be well from the inside out. If the wellness gap is the problem, then the solution isn't more perfection, it's more connection. Because real wellness, whole person wellness, isn't about doing more. It's about reconnecting with what makes us feel whole. We've been sold a vision of health built on performance. Track everything, control every input, out-discipline your biology. But that model doesn't hold because true wellness doesn't come from more willpower. It comes from congruence, from a living in alignment with who you are, not just what the algorithm recommends. So let's reframe wellness, not as a finish line, not as a lifestyle brand, but as a return to self. Alignment between your body and your behaviors, your emotions and your environment, your work and your values, your actions and your identity. And that's why this month isn't about getting back on track. It's about getting back to you. Because the real question isn't, how do I feel better? It's, what's no longer true? What am I pretending still works? That's the shift that we're making here. We're not chasing better habits. We're building a better foundation. So let's go back to that metaphor that I mentioned in the introduction. Most of us have spent years redecorating. New habits, new hacks, better productivity, cleaner eating. It's like swiping out rugs and repainting the walls. But if the foundation is cracked, the space never feels solid, never feels like home. That's what this journey is all about. Not new decor, not surface upgrades, but structural change. A rebalancing of your inner architecture so that your biology, emotions, purpose, and soul actively work to support each other, not to compete. And just like a strong house is built layer by layer, your wellness has layers too, each one essential to your sense of safety, energy, and wholeness. So over the next 4 weeks, we're going to walk through those layers, week by week, step by step. This is where the foundation gets built, not through performance, but through integration and intentionality. So how do you build wellness from the inside out? Not by overhauling everything at once, but by layering what matters in the right order. This month, we're going to walk through a four-part framework. First, there's fuel, what you put in your body, things like food, rest, and energy. Second, there's feel, how you regulate emotions and how you heal your nervous system. Then there's fulfill, the deeper meaning behind your work and purpose. And lastly, there's flow, the soul level integration of identity, values, and legacy. Each one addresses a core system of wholeness. Together, they build a life that doesn't just look good, it feels aligned. When most people think of fuel, they jump straight to food, macros, calories, clean eating. But here's what I want you to remember. Fuel is anything that affects your energy. This includes nutrition, sleep, hydration, breathing patterns, even your thought loops, because every one of those inputs affects your cellular energy output. Think about your body as if it's a power grid. If you're eating well but sleeping poorly, that grid still crashes. If you're meditating but drinking 4 cups of coffee to survive, your nervous system is still overloaded. Here's the teaching takeaway I want you to write down. Energy is not created through effort. It's protected through alignment. I learned this the hard way. A while back, I was leading 2 major projects and training for an endurance event. I had my diet dialed in, but I couldn't shake this deep fatigue. What I didn't realize was I was under-recovering. My sympathetic nervous system was constantly activated. No matter how many nutrients I fed it, my body was in survival mode, not repair mode. It wasn't until I started rebuilding recovery into my day through breath work, taking more breaks, and post-lunch rest that my energy returned. So here's your experiment for this week. Instead of adding more to your routine, try subtracting. Reduce the stimulation. Cut the caffeine at 11 a.m. Swap one workout for a walk. Eat to repair, not just to perform. And ask yourself, what's one energy leak that I can plug this week? Because you don't just fuel your body with food, you fuel it with every choice that you make. You'll hear more about this topic in our next 2 episodes. Dr. Drew Ramsey joins us to break down how foods affect not just your gut, but your mood and your mental resilience. Then Dr. Erica Swartz will walk us through the evolved science of hormone balance and why longevity starts with the body's inner chemistry. If you've ever felt like doing everything right still isn't enough, their insights will change how you think about biology and your healing. Now let's now talk about the second layer of whole person wellness, feel. And when I say feel, it doesn't mean feel your feeling. It means how do you regulate them? How do you return to calm after stress? How do you stay grounded when it feels like life is spinning? Here's the truth. Most people don't have emotional problems. They have nervous system overload. And here's my teaching insight. You don't think your way out of stress. You regulate your way through it. When your nervous system is dysregulated, everything is harder. Emotions get louder. Thinking gets foggier. Habits start to fall apart. You might just catch yourself saying things like, I don't know why I feel so reactive. I just can't focus. Everything feels harder than it should. Those are signs that your body is trying to protect you. You're stuck in sympathetic mode, fight, flight, or freeze. And most of us are living there 24/7, answering emails with our jaws clenched, scrolling headlines with our shoulders tensed, trying to relax, but actually never letting go. A few years ago, I couldn't figure out why I kept waking up exhausted, even after what I thought was a full night of sleep. I had no illness, no physical red flags, but emotionally, I was fried. I snapped easily. My motivation was thin. My tolerance was low. Then, the therapist I was seeing at the time asked me a question. John, when was the last time your body felt safe? I honestly couldn't answer. I was high functioning on the outside. But inside, I was in survival mode, if I admit it truthfully. My nervous system never got the signal to relax. That week, I started a simple 5-minute routine. Deep breathing, journaling, cold water on my face every morning without fail. It didn't solve everything overnight, but slowly I could feel something shift. I started coming back to myself. So here's something I'd invite you to try this week, the 3x2 reset. 3 times a day, morning, midday, and evening. 2 minutes each, unplug completely. Inhale through your nose for 4 seconds. Hold for 4. Exhale through your mouth for 8. And then repeat. It sounds so small, but neurologically, it flips the switch. It tells your body, you're safe now. You can relax. You can settle. And here's the clear takeaway. Regulation is the foundation. Not just for your emotions, but for your clarity, your creativity, your capacity to connect. Because when your nervous system is overloaded, nothing lands, nothing sticks, nothing flows. So instead of pushing through, ask yourself, where can I build recovery today? What would it look like to choose calm instead of control? You can't force your way into peace. You have to create the conditions for it. And that starts by making your body feel safe again. You'll hear this echoed in my upcoming interviews. Dr. Kevin Tracy will explain how vagus nerve stimulation and inflammation science are reshaping the future of emotional and immune healing. And Wolfgang Linden, a pioneer in health psychology, will dive into how we can finally change behavior by working with our biology, not against it. They'll bring the science behind what we're talking about here and show how nervous system healing is really the starting point for mental wellness. Once your nervous system is grounded, your emotional circuits are stable, you're finally clear enough to ask the deeper questions. Not just, how do I feel? But, what am I doing with my life? Is the work I'm doing still mine? And that's where we'll move into the next pillar, fulfill. But before we do, I want to make sure that you have support beyond this episode. I've created a free companion guide for the series. It includes weekly recaps, journaling prompts, tools for integration. Download it now in our Substack, theignitedlife.net. And for leaders, teams, or organizations who want to bring this conversation to their teams, I'm now booking keynotes and workshops for the end of 2025 and 2026. Visit johnrmiles.com/speaking to learn more. Now, a short break from our sponsors. All right, let's get back into it, because the next layer of wellness might just be the most misunderstood: fulfillment. This is about your relationship with work, purpose, and contribution. Now, when we talk about burnout, most people focus on time, long hours, no boundaries, endless to-dos. But there's a deeper truth here, one that most people miss. It's not the hours that drain you. It's the emptiness inside them. Let's let that land for a second. You can work 30 hours a week and still feel drained, or 60 hours a week and feel alive. The difference isn't the workload, it's the meaning behind the work. Here's a simple framework that I teach high performers. There are 3 different types of work. First, a job. You do it for income. Second, a career. You do it for growth or reputation. And then there's the 3rd type of work, a calling. You do it because it connects to who you are. But when your calling gets drowned by the job, that's when wellness starts to break down. Before I launched Passionstruck, I had all the external markers of success: leadership roles, income, accolades. But deep down, I knew I was building someone else's vision, not my own. I felt like a highly productive machine, but a deeply misaligned human. I wasn't failing, but if I'm honest with myself, I wasn't fulfilled either. The real shift didn't come from changing jobs overnight. It came from asking myself two brutally honest questions. The first was, what do I want to be remembered for? And the second, more fundamental question was, where am I living in misalignment with that answer? That right there was what started the process. And step by step, side project by side project, Passionstruck was born, not as a leap, but as a slow return to meaning. So here's a 10-minute tool that you can use this week. It's called the Purpose Pulse Check. Ask yourself, do I feel useful in what I do? Do I feel seen in what I do? Do I feel proud of what I do? If you've answered no to more than two, that's not a sign of laziness. It's a sign of misalignment. You don't need to quit your job to make a change, but you do need to inject more meaning into the margins. Here's how you can do it. First, reconnect with a skill that you love but stopped using. Second, mentor someone who reminds you why you started. Third, volunteer or moonlight on something that feeds your soul. And that brings me to a listener I recently heard from who negotiated with her boss one afternoon a week to work on a personal design project, something that had been deeply buried behind deadlines for years. That one shift didn't fix everything for her, but it brought her back to life. And this month, we'll unpack this topic even deeper with upcoming guests like Christopher Wong Mickelson and Jennifer Tostig Harris, who will help us examine the hidden cost of misaligned work. And then I'm joined by my friend Teen Zhu, who shares how leadership and culture shape how we feel seen, safe, and self-directed inside our careers. They'll help us answer the deeper question, is your work costing your wellness? And I want to leave you with a fulfillment takeaway. The human spirit can handle a heavy load, but not a hollow one. Your work doesn't need to be perfect. It does need to matter to you. This week, make one small move towards meaning, not for success, but for your soul. And now we arrive at the fourth and final pillar, flow. This isn't the get in the zone kind of flow that you hear about in productivity circles. This is soul level integration. It's the moment where your actions, your identity, and your values stop competing and start aligning, where you're no longer chasing purpose because you're fully embodying it. And here's the insight I want to leave you with. Healing isn't just about feeling better. It's about becoming more whole. When you're fragmented, you're second guessing everything. You feel pressure to perform everywhere, but belong nowhere. Integration isn't about looking good on paper. It's about finally feeling home with your life. When your wellness becomes integrated, something fundamental shifts. You stop living in fragments. You stop being one person at work, another at home, and another in your head. You become one version of yourself everywhere, and that's where peace lives. Flow is built in three interlocking layers. First, there's identity, who you believe you are. Second, values, what you stand for and how you live. And third, legacy, the impact that you choose to leave behind. When those three things, identity, values, and legacy, are in alignment, you don't just do wellness, you live wholeness. Years ago, I had a lot of things dialed in. I had a morning routine. I was working on meaningful projects and had systems that I thought worked perfectly, but something still felt off. There was this low-grade hum of restlessness, like I was trying to earn worthiness through performance. It wasn't until I did some serious reflection work that I realized my actions were aligned, but my identity wasn't. Deep down, I still saw myself who had to prove value instead of someone who could embody it. When I got clear on my core values, authenticity, service, growth, and started auditing my everyday behavior against those values, something fundamentally changed. I stopped performing and I started flowing. Here's a simple practice that you can use to begin this process. I call it the three-word legacy exercise. Ask yourself, if I could be remembered in three words, what would they be? Mine might be catalyst, truth teller, builder. Then ask, how am I living those words today? Not 5 years from now, not when I'm more successful, right now. Flow isn't a feeling, it's a result. It happens when your habits match your heart, when your calendar reflects your character, when who you are and how you live finally sync up. In the final weeks of this series, we'll explore this soul-level alignment with two extraordinary guests. First, we'll meet Dr. Jody Blinko, who'll guide us through spiritual clarity and inner alchemy, transforming life's chaos into alignment. And then I'll introduce you to Shaka Sengor, whose powerful journey of redemption and self-reinvention shows us what it means to live a legacy, not just leave one. Their stories aren't just inspiring. They're proof that transformation isn't a strategy. It's a spiritual return. So here's your flow takeaway. Don't just align your habits. Align your identity. Because you're not here just to optimize your life. You're here to become the kind of person who can carry the life you really want. And that requires intention along with integration. August isn't just another month on the calendar. It's an opportunity for a wellness revolution. Not to perform harder, but to live truer. Not to chase perfection, but to reclaim wholeness. This month, stop outsourcing your wellness. Stop waiting for a breakdown to earn a breakthrough. Take back your health, your energy, your life on your terms. Here's how to begin. Choose one bold action in each pillar. Fuel. What will you nourish, remove, or replenish today? Feel. What practice will support your emotional healing? Fulfill. How will you reconnect with meaning in your life? And flow. What reflective habit or spiritual anchor will you bring back? Write them down. Say it out loud. Make them real. You don't need a perfect routine to feel better. You just need one moment of clarity, one honest decision to stop performing wellness and start living in wholeness. Because the most powerful transformations, they don't start in chaos. They start when life feels almost okay, because that's when you still have the power to choose, to shift, to reclaim. This August, choose to heal from the inside out. And we'll start that journey in episode 646, when I sit down with nutritional psychiatrist Dr. Drew Ramsey to explore how food directly shapes your mood, your mental clarity, and your emotional resilience. We'll unpack the surprising science of nutritional psychiatry, why your brain is literally built by what you eat, how macronutrient deficiencies drive anxiety and depression, and the small, powerful changes that can help you reclaim mental energy from the inside out. If you've ever wondered why you do all the right things and still feel foggy inside or flat, this is the episode that connects the dots.
The algorithm is whatever social media feed or screen feed you might be on. It could be anything from your daily news to one of the social media to cruising YouTube, even going on LinkedIn. Just there's a lot of time that gets usurped. And so I think that's really the number one problem, because how we learn, how we entertain ourselves, our little private moments, when we go to the bathroom even, right? We always have our phone with us to access everything. But that's certainly one of the problems everyone is noting. It's like you can't put it down.
Until then, keep noticing, keep aligning, keep becoming, and most importantly, live life passion struck.